We as God's people mark the end of another liturgical year by celebrating this solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Truly, this is a grand and mighty title given to our Lord as we, his people, acknowledge that he is King, King of heaven and King of earth. However, Jesus is not calling us to treat him like royalty. Instead, our Lord commands that we pay homage to him by caring for one another. Our gospel is clear. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, care for the sick, visit the imprisoned, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger. Jesus plainly tells us that by doing for others, we are doing for Jesus himself. On the other hand, when we fail to care for one another, we fail to care for Jesus. By answering Jesus' call of discipleship, and by loving and caring for others, Jesus, our Lord and King, assures us that we will inherit the kingdom that he has prepared for us. In the scripture readings that the church has chosen for this special day, there is an abundance of wisdom. Indeed, it is no accident that on the same day that we honor Jesus as our King, he is also referred to as Shepherd. One title appears grand and mighty. The other seems humble and unassuming. But in truth, both are essentially tied to the meaning of this solemn feast. For in coming to inaugurate and reign over the kingdom, Jesus also came in perfect humility, a humility that demands the same of us. It is a powerful image of Jesus seated on his glorious throne, surrounded by the angels, with the nations assembled before him, waiting to be judged. It is clear that those sheep who have listened to his voice will be joyfully welcomed into the kingdom, for they have been living in the kingdom on earth. The goats, on the other hand, will be left aside, having failed to heed the simple commands of their good shepherd. Since we are gathered here this evening, it means that we, however well or imperfectly, hear and are listening to our shepherd's voice. My sisters and brothers, let us open our hearts and souls to the voice of our good shepherd, cooperating with God's grace so that we can begin again, or we can do more to listen and obey his word, helping to bring about his kingdom here and now, in the sure and certain hope that one day we will all dwell with our King, Jesus Christ, and his kingdom forever, where we will enjoy eternal peace and glory and newness of life. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.